City Council Member. The City Council is the legislative or lawmaking branch of New York City's government. The City Council is responsible for passing local laws, making decisions about land use, investigating and overseeing city agencies, and approving the city's budget. Each council member represents one of the 51 New York City Council districts. Council members receive an annual base salary of $112,500. Council leaders and chairs of committees receive additional pay. Council members may hold other jobs in addition to their council seats. City Council District 2, Democratic Primary. Richard Rick Del Rio, Rosie Mendez.
Richard Rick Del Rio.
Party enrolled in.
Democratic.
Current occupation.
Community organizer, entrepreneur, and pastor.
Previous occupation.
N.A.
Education.
Zion Bible College, 1973.
Organizational affiliations.
Senior pastor and founder, Abounding Grace Ministries since 1982. President and owner, various businesses since 1970. NYPD clergy liaison since 1996. 2020 Vision for Schools since 2008. Latino African American Chaplaincy Association since 2012.
Prior public experience.
Coordinated largest Sandy relief site in Manhattan, 2012. Co-founder and chair, Generation XL, 1996 to 2010. One of the first clergy responders on 9/11. Co-convener and co-chair of Ground Zero Clergy Task Force, 2001 to 2003.
What is the most important issue in Council District 2 you would address if elected?
Housing and economic development must grow and strengthen community, not displace it. As councilman, I will embrace CD2's economic diversity rather than squeeze the poor and middle class. Fight to ensure affordable housing for families and living wage jobs for the underemployed, and reject developments that destroy the character of neighborhoods and threaten public spaces.
What other important issues would you address if elected?
Youth and education. I will invest in outcomes-based youth programs and public-private partnerships that empower students and community groups as change agents in their schools and neighborhoods. Promote after-school and summer programs and arts, and create opportunities for disconnected youth. Safety. I will increase community policing and NYPD transparency, expand liaison programs for grassroots peacemakers, grow transitional programs and jobs for ex-offenders, and expand gun buyback programs. Seniors. I will provide safe spaces for children, families, and seniors to thrive. Protect community centers and heritage centers and foster efficiencies among them, and combat fraud and waste in Medicare, Medicaid, and other entitlements.
What makes you the best candidate for this office?
I am a political outsider but community insider who has given all for sustainable change in CD2 for more than 30 years. My opportunity agenda rejects status quo politics and promotes change from the inside out.
Participating in the campaign finance program. Rosie Mendez.
Party enrolled in.
Democratic.
Current occupation.
New York City Council Member.
Previous occupations.
Chief of Staff. Former NYC Councilwoman District 2. Public Interest Career Counselor. Rutgers Law School. Attorney IOLA Fellow. Legal Services. Tenant/Community Organizer.
Education.
Bonnet Fellow, Harvard University. Revson Fellow, Columbia University. Rutgers Law School, JD. NYU, BA. New York City Public Schools, K-12. Head Start.
Organizational affiliations.
Former member, UAW NOLSW. Former board member, Neighborhood Advisory Board 3. LES United for Peace and Justice, and LES People's Federal Credit Union.
Prior public experience.
Councilwoman, 2005 to 2013, Chief of Staff to Councilwoman, 2000 to 2003, Democratic District Leader, 74th AD, 1997 to 2005, and 2009 to 2013.
What is the most important issue in Council District 2 you would address if elected?
Extreme development pressure threatens our community's character with luxury high-rises and hotels, the expansion of institutional facilities, and the disappearance of affordable housing. New York City Housing Authority developments are also currently threatened by the infill proposal to build market-rate housing on site. During my tenure, I have fought such threats through the adoption of community-based rezoning plans and historic districts and the insistence on strict enforcement of building height and density limits.
What other important issues would you address if elected?
During the next 4 years, I will continue to work on improving our public schools and ensuring that students are taught in well-maintained and adequately sized facilities. Also critical is the proliferation of bars and restaurants that squeeze other small businesses, and when irresponsibly run, detract from residents' quality of life with excessive noise, traffic, etc.
What makes you the best candidate for this office?
I have been an effective legislator for the past 8 years and an advocate and community organizer for over 25. I have a proven record of accomplishments throughout my diverse district and have earned dozens of endorsements from local residents, political organizations, and unions. See my website for a complete list. I hope I can count on your vote.
Participating in the campaign finance program.